Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Beis and Kulin as we start new Masechet, one of the longest Masechetes in Shas, longer than Zvachim, longer than Menachos. And here, of course, we'll allude to Kachim, but mostly we're talking about regular Shechita, regular Kulin. Kulin means more profane or secular. I don't know what the good word is for in English, but it means here, it really means as opposed to Kachim. Here again, Rashi refers to Kachim in today's daf. And the point I always make is that Zvachim is not called Zvachim by Rashi. It's always called Shechitas Kachim. Because here we call it this Masechet he calls basically Shechitas Chulin, and that's Shechitas Kachim. In the last parak, we found that Rashi once said Zvachim, and therefore I feel that the Rashi is suspect there in terms of its authorship, because after the second to the last parak, remember we had the Ksav Yashan and Rashi. It wasn't the real Rashi. It's different sheets of what Rashi was, and then the last parak was back to our regular one, so the prakim could be, you know, out of order, as we find many times in Masechet. If you look at Mishnayos, the order in the Mishnayos is not necessarily the order of the prakim in the Gemara. So it could have been reversed, but I also feel that it's suspect because Rashi always refers to Masechta Zvachim as Shechitas Kachim and Masechta Chulin as Shechitas Chulin. Maybe we see a little bit of difference. Okay, let's go back to the mission we said yesterday. Hakol Shochtin. Again, we learned for a four shlem falati sroba and chayrochel. Hakol Shochtin Shechitas and Shera. Everybody can shecht, and the Shechita is kosher. Now, this lashon you find throughout Shas. Many times the Sechta begins with saying Hakol this, Hakol that, and we're going to talk about that. But the lashon is strange. Right.
So in Tosaf here, it says, in the first word, it says, Yochasu Yochot Eretz Yisrael, the Nashim Lo Yishchatu,
that thing goes. We mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah. But there's a verse that says that the Yochot Eretz Yisrael is not true. The Eretz Yisrael is written with abbreviation Aleph Reish Shur, and Sant Omer Rabbi Yoshua, who was Eldad Hazani, he was the one who came and said,
It was always considered okay, yeah. We said la halacha woman can shech, right? It's clear from the Mishnah, because the only people who can't shech this chereshet of a cotton, a woman is kosher, because she's like, just, we see even a kuti could be kosher. Yesterday about a goy. So we said a goy is not a shechit, is not a shechit. The next Mishnah is going to say that. The goy shechit is like an avela. Again, what is shechit when you shecht it the proper way? It's halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, as the Torah talks about the zavacht, etc., about slaughtering, but how it's done is halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. With an animal, it's cutting the two simonim, the windpipe and the gullet and the windpipe. And by a bird, one siman, or rove of one siman, saying by animals, two simanim. But the fact it's done by any Jew, it's okay. The problem is with the chayr shot of a cotton is because you're concerned that it won't be done properly. And it's got to be done by a human being, by a Jewish human being.
The problem, though, whether dyke and colors or chayr shot, if you watch someone check.
Correct. Okay, good. Okay, good question. Good question. So, in a chanami. So, as Sandra pointed out, a woman technically could do shechita. There's no problem with a woman doing shechita. Whether they say because of Dait and Kalos or whatever the shechita was, that there are people who say the chachil they shouldn't, but there's no problem if they do shechita. And certainly, that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah says, look, let's read the Mishnah, we'll come to your point right away. Hakol Shochtin, everybody can shech for shechitas kosher. The Gemara's guess right away, but Hakol Shochtin sounds like, hey, everybody go ahead and do it. Then it's a shechitas kosher. If you did it, it's bidyavad. Okay, what do you mean? If the chachil it's okay, it's just say Hakol Shochtin, and we understand that the shechit is okay. So Hakol Shochtin sounds like the chachil you could do it, but shechitas and sheira b'diavad, not mashmah, that it's not okay. The Gemara is going to ask about the nomenclature. That's how the Gemara always does in Daf Beis. Usually in the Gemara, begin to talk about the nomenclature. Okay, but halacha chutz mecheresh of they can't do it. Shem because they're going to ruin. As shechitas, they're going to ruin. The kun shachtu, anybody who did it, achem ro'no son shechitas and sheira, anybody who does it. And somebody else sees it, then it's okay. Now, what does that mean? You just said the chachil they could do it. Anybody could. Then you said, what's b'di'evit? Chesed chashav the cotton. So maybe you'll understand it, and that's how the Mefarshim and the Mishnayos also say, but the Gemara is going to say that's not the case. Why? Because if it was going on, these are all points we'll see in the Gemara. If it was going on chereshot of a cotton Irving, why does it say v'kun sheshachtu? It just says you're talking about chereshot of a cotton. Chutz chereshot of a cotton shemikalkulish chitasan ve'im achayim ro'no son. Then it's okay, right? We'll see in the Gemara that that's not the case. It's not going on chereshot. Why? What's the problem? Because what's the problem with? Obviously, they're talking about you had a knife. The knife was checked, etc., etc. You give it to a chereshot of a cotton, doesn't know what he's doing. The concern is that the shechita won't be properly. Shechitas, we'll see, has to be swift with a sharp edge. In the old days, we wanted to talk about there. You know, today they have stuff made out of titanium where the edge is perfect. There's no jag, doesn't move. You can use it 1,000 shechitas, a million, you know, hundreds of thousands of shechitas, doesn't. In the old days, it was a constant problem. If you would have a knife that they used 100 years ago, any shechita in any badat, shmadat, rabbanu, would be possible. They say, this is no good. Why? Because it didn't cut, but rather it either tore. It tore. That's it. Because why? As we'll see, what's wrong? Because if you do it too slowly, it's tearing. If you press it down again, you're tearing it. You're not cutting it. It's got to be cut. That's how it's got to be cut. It can't be punctured or torn or pushed on. And there, Irving, that's the problem. Yes, but if somebody sees it, it's okay. By a cheshet to be cut, you can't. Somebody can stand there; he can't tell the quick action if it was cut or if it was torn. Maybe quick, you know, torn too slowly, or he pressed down on it too hard. That's very hard for a person to see. Even a person standing there can't see it. I could see if you shot that guy with a gun, but I can't see how you cut it. That's a very hard to see. So we'll see the halacha, a cheshet to be cut, cannot or not kosher, even if somebody else saw it. So who's it going to include? We'll talk about that in the Gemara. So now let's...
The language,
Dyke
and Keller,
it's not
applicable.
Dyke and Keller means, Dyke and Keller means is that really not their das, but their, what we would call their stomach. They don't have the stomach for it. Today you'd say most men don't have the stomach for it. You know, I mean, you study the stomach. You study that some of these pictures now. You know, they're all advertising. Every new Gemara come out now. The Afyomi Chulin, they got pictures. We got these, you know, pictures in color. You look at those pictures. You want to throw? I mean, for an average guy who doesn't even cook, you know, the way the chicken I see is ready and crusty and ready to eat. You know what I mean? As soon as you see that stuff, I'm ready to throw up. But that's, you know, that's called diet and callus. We have diet and callus, you know. But, you know, we are women surgeons today who are as good as men. You know, the rules are based on, you know, based on the norms and what they think. Yeah. Right, there's no problem with women. Okay. Hakol shochtin lechetchila. So it sounds like, some don't have the word lechetchila, but it's the same idea. Hakol shochtin sounds like everybody can do it. The shechitasin shares b'dieved. What's going on here? Well, that's strange. If you want to tell me that it all means hakol shochtin lechetchila, and if so, why didn't say shechitasin share? It's obvious if lechetchila do it. Elamai is shechitasin share is b'dieved. So why say hakol shochtin? Why have kol shochtin shechitasin share? It's strange. What's going on? Amalei Ravacha brei durava l'Ravashi. What do you mean? B'chol hakol lechetchila. Every time it says hakol, that means lechetchila. Maybe hakol means b'dieved. Every time it says kol lechetchila, elamai atzah hakol mamir. What does mamir mean? To do a tmura, right? Exchange one for another. Right? But everybody knows the name mirror is that little box that gives you cable, right? But it really means it changes like analog signals to digital signals, or digital to analog, or changes the signals in the air to something digital in your machine. But that's what it means. It means transfers. So hakol me mirin. Hakol is mirin. Hakol me, that means a tmur. What's a halacha of a tmur? If I have an animal over here, let's say I have an olo, and I want to make another one like it, I can bring over a regular car, a regular animal that's chul, and I say, harei zeh kezeh. I want the kedusha on this animal. You know, I changed my mind. I like that animal. Norman's a good animal. I'm going to make this my hegdus. So I'd like to transfer the kedusha from this one to this one. You're not supposed to do that. Pasuk says, it says twice. There's actually two lavin over there. You get malchus if you do it. One malchus, two lavin. Oh, that's a whole arichas also. But it's a lav. You're not supposed to. Now, if you do it, it works. It works in what sense? That the new animal is also kashrim, but the kedusha doesn't leave the first one. So if I start off with animal A that's hegdish, and I say, "Ooh, I'd like to transfer the kedusha from A to B," what happens at the end? I'm not supposed to. That's halacha. I get malchus for it. And if I do it, they're both hegdish. So you're not supposed to. It says hakol mamirin. It says hakol mamirin echad anoshim ve'echad anoshim. Hachanaim lechit doesn't mean lechitchila. There it says hakol mamirin. It doesn't mean lechitchila. It's also v'aksiv loyachifenav loyamir. Also, it's considered two different lavim. Tov rav, rav tov. Meaning I can't exchange, let's say, a good one for a bad one, or good one means without a mum, unblemished, for a bad one or a bad one. Whatever I do, it's all kaddish. So therefore, it's clear. It's there. It doesn't mean lechitchila. It's in the hasim. Can I tell me there? It gives you a reason. It says hakol mamirin, and then it goes on to explain loshan mashoilam. It explains it over there. In other words, over there it negates the first loshan loshan mashoilam, and not that you're allowed to ella shim hamer mumah, that if you did it, it's considered a mumah. The subject is going to get malchus for it. That's maybe why it's repeated. The Gemara we'll talk about there. So why did it say it? There it's clear. It tells you could do it. Oh, not to say, don't think that it means lechitchila. You're not supposed to, but if you did it, you did it. You get malchus for it. So there, clearly it doesn't mean hakol mamirin, but there it explains it, or at least it explains it away. Why did it even bother explaining it? Because he gives this whole thing because of Sophic and Sarbon, whatever. But But other cases, when you say otherwise, stam always means lechachila. Helakol marichem erachem nodermeid. And what's marichem? Marichem means if I give, I want to give your, as a thing, I'd like to give your value to the base of mikdash. So the Torah tells you by erachem, it tells you from 30 days old to 5 years old, you give this money, From 5 to 20, give this much. 20 to 60, this much. Over 60, certain amount. Men, women, different amounts. That's that amount is katsuvas fixed in the Torah. And whether the person is even a mukashun, let's say a person is worthless, nobody would want to buy this person as a slave because he's a leper or whatever. Still, the Torah gives him a value. A neder is where you say, I'm giving my value or your value or his value or her value to the base of Megdush, and there it goes according to the value in the shuk, what this person will be sold for. Even if, for example, this by Eirchen, there's no Eirchen under 30 days. The Torah says from 30 days older. A 10-day-old baby has no Eirchen in the Torah. But if I make an editor, it's worth something. Somebody would pay for that baby, right? So there's a Eirchen and Eirchen. So this is a Akom, Eirchen and Eirchen. Everybody could do it. And it includes over there, even if a kid is not bar mitzvah yet, let's say he's what's called muflas samachlis, let's say he's 12 years old or girl's 11, that it's considered a good net or a good arach, even though they're not of age yet. So hachanam mean l'cherchila? You say hakol always means l'cherchila? Does that mean l'cherchila there? How could be l'cherchila? You're not supposed to make an nedarim. It's not a good idea to make an eder. Right? You know, if you stop making an, you want to bechay. Nashmi, if you make an eder, it's a chay. Because if tobashir lo tidur, what does the boz shalom mel say? Better not to make a vow, mishatidur velo tashalim. Better not to make any vows than making a vow, maybe you won't fulfill it. V'tanya, tov mizeh v'zeh, what's better than making it and fulfilling it, or making it and not fulfilling it? Shein enoda kolikir, the Rebbe says, better not make any at all. I said, what do you mean? Isn't it good if I make an eder? If I fulfill it, that's good. I pledged $1,000 and I gave $1,000. Isn't it better than the yokel who just says nothing? No. You know what's better to do? Give $1,000, don't pledge it. Don't pledge anything. Because if you're used to pledging, maybe you'll make a mistake. Maybe you won't give it. So better not to do it all. So you see, making a neder, making a rach is not a good thing. Rav Yudom or Tov Mizeh B'Zeh, better than both is Nodem Hashem. He says better than, because the Pasuk says, Tov Asher Lo Tidor, better not to make an eder at all than to make an eder and not fulfill it and not redeem your pledge. But it's better than making it and not redeeming it. But making it, redeeming it is the best of all, because you know you fulfill your word. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's better to make an eder and fulfill it. But I feel Rabbi Yehuda come elabomer aizu. Rabbi Yehuda only says it when you make it by an adaba. When I say I'm going to give this to the base of Megiddo, I'm going to give this money right here to the base of Megiddo, because then there's no chance of you not fulfilling it. If the money's lost, you just start giving this money. If that money's lost, not my problem. If this animal's lost, not my problem. You didn't say a re'alai neder that you might not fulfill. It's done. Lo. You didn't say it. So you see, it's not good to make an eder, and yet you say hakol is mashmo chetchilim. So here you have a case where hakol is clearly b'diavad. Now we're saying hakol is not l'chitchila. Because now we have three cases. Our Mishnah Kol Shochtin is really b'diavad, right? We're saying, as it says, it doesn't share it. And the case of Akol Mamir is also b'diavad. And the case of Akol Marichim and Rechim is certainly b'diavad. So everybody's chayv in sukkah. What does it mean to tell you, even a kid? A kid knows what he's doing. He doesn't need his mother. Or a person, a kid, who knows how to put on his clothes. Chayv in sitz. Certainly that's a chachila. So when it says akol chayavin, that certainly is a chachila. But when it says akol, what's the chiv there? So the chayv, that's only b'diavad. Elameyat hakol somchin. Everybody can do smicha. Echad anoshim. The Echad HaNoshim, he says right away, what do you mean Echad HaNoshim? Women don't do smicha. It's Rishus, but they don't do it. Hakol, you know, women b'chichil don't even do smicha. So what it means Echad HaKol, but HaKol some Echad HaNoshim, HaChanami D'Lav B'chichil, there it means B'chichil. So sometimes, what are you saying? So we have three cases of Malvus Mash, where HaKol is not B'chichil. Here we have a case where HaKol is B'chichil. HaChanami D'Lav B'chichil, but Ksiv B'samach Yadav B'nirtza, that's the way you're supposed to do B'chichil, you're supposed to do smicha. Says ain't ika kol lechetzila v'ika kol deviad, right? Like the Gemara, yes, this is a typical case that the Gemara starts out with nomenclature. Some are kolz lechetzila, some are v'diavad. Okay, el akol
the hocha. The problem in the Mishnah
that you have two, right? That you have lechetzila and v'diavad.
Just said akol.
Right. It would be fine. Exactly. That's what the Gemara says right away. El akol the hocha. Okay, so what's their problem? You're right. Some HaKols are L'chitchil and some are B'diyevet, right? So, but we start off with a problem. HaKol says HaKol is Mashmo L'chitchil. Then you say, Shasim Sheh is Mashmo B'diyevet. So what do you mean? El, if that's the case, El HaKol Da'och Mimayid L'chitchil. How do you know that it's L'chitchil? The Tikshi L'chol, you say, ask, well, there's a steer, is it L'chitchil or B'diyevet? Do B'diyevet or along Tikshi L'chol? So maybe Taka means B'diyevet. Just like you find by HaKol Mamir and his B'diyevet. and I call Marichim and Erochin is also B'di'evet. So maybe your answer is B'di'evet. What's your passion? What did you start off by saying? Hakol Shochnitz Mashma Fechil. Then you say she doesn't share B'di'evet Yevastira. Just say it's all B'di'evet. This is my problem. It says shchitas and kshera. What does that say? That midikton shchitas and kshera dieved mechlal da kol lechetchila must be that the first thing is lechetchila. Why? Dieved. If they're both dieved, tarti lamali. What do I tarti dieved lamali? Just let it just say hakol shchitas and kshera. Anybody who does it, because what's hakol shochdin? Shchitas and kshera. What are you fooling for? Hachi boiler the message says Rashi. Shchitas hakol kshera. Just say Hakol Shochin by itself. And we'll say that it means b'di'evit. Either say Hakol Shochin or say Shritas Hakol Ksheira. What's that business? Hakol Shochin. The Shritas and Ksheira. That's like two different things. If they're both b'di'evit, what are you saying? That's our problem. So what's going on? We still understand our Mishnah. We understand now, Irving, that sometimes Hakol means B'di'evet, and sometimes Hakol means L'chetchila. But in our Mishnah, where it says Shchitas and Kshera, which is B'di'evet, clearly, why does it say Hakol Shochtim, which is L'chetchila? Elamai Yitami, Hakol Shochtim is also B'di'evet. What do I need two for?
So at this point, you're missing the B'di'evet.
We're saying there's a L'chetchila, there's a B'di'evet. Why are there two? Why are there two? Is it lechatchila or is it b'di'evet? There's a stira over here, and if you tell me they both mean the same, what do I need two for? If it was lechatchila, just say I call shochtan, and if it's best b'di'evet, say shchitas I call chair, and we'll know it means b'di'evet. Why say two things over here, which are in stira to one another? I'm Rabbi Ruhl Achikani. This is a pshat. I call shochtan afilu tami b'chulin. Anybody could shech lechatchila, and even a tummy person could shech chulin. Right, even the chachila, like more tummy b'chul ma'alamemra. We're all tummy. Everything we touch is cool, right? We're all tummy. Of course, you could. There's no chiddush that a tummy person could shech chulin. A regular tummy Yisrael, he doesn't have to stay tar. Why can't he shech chulin? What's his problem? Chulin doesn't have to stay tar. He says b'chulin shenas al tar zakodesh. We're speaking about a person who accepted upon himself to live in a kadosh manner, so that when he goes to the Beis HaMikdash and he touches kachim, he'll be fine. A person who accepted upon himself to live totally in a state of tahara, chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh zivus kodesh, v'ksaver chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh kekodesh tam. It's like kodesh, and therefore he has to lechatchila. And therefore, so what's the chiddush? The chiddush is hakol shochtin afilu tamei b'chulin, meaning what? Even a person who's tamei, who accepted upon himself that all the food in his house is like kachim, it's all tohor, he could still shech. Wait a minute, how could he shech? How could he shech? He might even be a tamei. No, the answer is like this. Kate said it was. So what does he do? Maybe Sakan Aruki. He brings a long knife.
Wait a minute. So at this point, who's the lechatchila?
The lechatchila is this guy. Okay, this guy who's tamei. No way. We're going to come to the b'di'evet. You're going too fast.
What about
here. You're going too fast. You're just jumping in. You're going too fast. You're right. We're going to come to
it.
Okay.
At this point.
So here. So at this point, we're talking about the first part. Hakol shochtan is lechatchila. We accept it. Hakol shochtan. Since you have two different phrases, hakol shochtan and shchitasim chera. One's lechatchila. One's b'di'evet. Okay. Which the first? First one. Hakol shochtan. Who's hakol shochtan? A person who's tamei. Who accepted upon himself that all the food in his house must be tahar, even though he's tamei, he can still shech. How? He uses a long knife. He's careful. Maybe sakan aruka. V'shochtin v'shochetba kedei shaliga basar. Why does he use a long knife? So that his hand shouldn't touch the basar. As he can't stand right by the animal, might touch it. Once the animal's dead, he can even tamei the basar. So he uses a long knife. We'll ask right away in a few minutes. Wait a minute. If he's matami the knife, doesn't the knife then matami the food? That's the next question. Leave it on the side. Okay, let's finish. Let's understand the chiddush. Okay. That's what hakol shech means. In other words, lechatchila, anybody could shech. Even a tamei person could shech stuff which is supposed to be kept tahor if he uses a long knife. Uvu mikdashim. If he wants to eat it, yeah. And it's lechatchila. The point is lechatchila. Lechatchila, he's allowed to. That's the point. Even though if he accepted himself to live b'tara, right, lechatchila, he's still allowed to use a long knife. But he shouldn't shech tekdish. Now, what do you mean? Why would he chef tagdish? He's tamei. Well, a person who's even puzzled for avoda, we know could azar and onen etc. They could do shchita even in the base of mikdash. Umukdash mishishesh. Why shemigu b'vaser? Why? Because now here it's already this is already deraisa. That's a drabbanan. Drabbanan said if a person wants to accept upon himself to live in a state of tara, you know, so he's got to be careful and he's got to leave everything to her, but and he shouldn't be mitami anything. Minarabbanan. But that's already meditation. If he has hegdish, something which is hegdish, and not allowed to be matame. Now it's a daraisa. So because of a daraisa, where said the rabbi said, no, you don't want to take a chance. If he's tame, he shouldn't shecht kachim, even with a long knife. Umekdashim lo yishchot, shemiga babosar. Ve'im shachad, he shouldn't, ve'im shachad. If he did shecht kachim, va'omer barili, I'm sure shlodagati, shchitasak sheira. You understand? Now that's the evidence of me. The chachila is, a person who's tamei is allowed to shecht chulin, even though he accepted upon himself to live chulin in a state of tara, lechachila with a long knife. That's lechachila kol shochtin. Bidiyavad, what's the one that bidiyavad kshera? When he's not allowed to shecht lechachila. For example, he can't shecht kachim, but if he did it bidiyavad, it's kosher as long as he's sure. Chutz mecher shet v'katin, dafil b'chulin grede, even by stam chulin, not chulin shenas al taras hakodesh, just stam chulin, Yevin Namilo, as we said, his shchita is no good even b'diabad. Shema Yishu, because again, maybe he'll pause. Shema Yidrusu, maybe he will press the Shema Yachlidu, and maybe he will puncture. You know, he'll thrust. He'll thrust it through. In other words, these are all psulin in shchita. Shchita, if you did it slowly, it's not cutting. If you did it, if you press down again, you tore. It's like tearing it. Or yachlidu, maybe you thrust in. It's also like carrying it. That's not shchita, and we're afraid of that. And there, even if what somebody saw him do it, like even if somebody stood there, they couldn't tell if he did it or not. Okay, so, that's
then, so I'm not in the Mishnah.
Why you as what
we're
a kohen? You as a kohen or as
no,
what?
No, stern. If a kol means one specific,
you're not in the Mishnah. In other words, you in the sense that you didn't accept upon yourself to live with chula and nashan.
Yeah,
so you're not in the Mishnah.
You're not in the Mishnah.
You're not in the Mishnah.
It's a double portion. I can. How do you know I can?
You could check anybody. Could. You're even,
how do you know that?
even Sandra could check. You don't have to be
right,
a Cohen to check.
How do you know that?
How do you know that?
That we just.
Oh,
how do I know I can check?
Very
or
good.
Anybody can check.
Okay, because the pasuk says by Korbanos, it says v'shacharas menos agar v'ekrivu b'nei Aaron. Then b'nei Aaron from Kabbalah halachan zrika they asked me ban by a Cohen. Before then, anybody could do it. Azar could do it. Azar, anybody could do it. Yishchita, even by kachim, certainly by chulin. That's the davar pashut. The only problem we have a chayr, like you said, women, anybody. The only problem we have a chayr shoyt of a kachim is that the shchita is no good. Technically, they can't do it. Technically, can't do it, and it doesn't need any das. It doesn't need any das at all.
Right. All I'm saying is you started with a mishnah.
No. We said the psul is we'll
the
see by a goy. No. That's a
who can share?
Who can share? Right. Answer nobody. No, it's included. Right. Even this. No, you could say it means everybody, but it means even these people. Even a person whose tummy could also. That means lachetil. Even a person's tummy. But shchitas of a kachim that he
not
can't
that
do.
I want to share.
Right. No, but anybody could. That's another brush. That's another brush you could do. You could check karbonos. If he hasn't been carved, even in carvers, the pasuk says that a czar could do it. So certainly by chum.
That is person.
Oh, because it says for shachata, you have to shech. The person has to do it. That's otherwise it's not called shchita. If it's done by a machine, it's not shchita. Mm-hmm. Done by a machine, or if a goy does it, because we see a goy can't do it. We have a pasuk later on. A goy can't do it. It has to be Yisrael. So goy's no worse than a machine, right? Even we're talking about where the goy, like for example here.
But you didn't have machines.
No. Okay, whatever. But a guy is like a machine. A guy is like a machine. You know, that's the point. In other words, what does it really mean? We'll say it's not shchita in the sense that it's a nevela. What is a nevela? A nevela means, well, 99% of the food that's sold in America, the meat, not chazer, if it's not chazer, is what we call nevela. We call trait means nevela, meaning it wasn't going to have a proper shchita. But you could sell it. You can be in the business. You could sell it for dog food. You could sell it to guy, whatever. No problem with that. As opposed to, because we're not worried that maybe the guy, is a worse example, let's say the guy shechted and he's really an oved avodah zarah. Now maybe he shechted a part of avodah zarah. It's possible to have an oved from it. But we don't assume. We're talking about not a real oved avodah zarah, just a regular guy. He does all kinds of, you know, he does all that stuff just because going through the motions. He doesn't really feel it. You know, like Princess Kate. You know, she's really Jewish. You know, she's going through the motions there. You know, they she's a real Christian. You know, whatever it is. You know, just going through the motions. Okay. Pardon.
Chelsea,
what about her? Oh, she was MacGyver. All right, ready. V'kulin sheshachtu, but she's not really Jewish. Princess Kate is really Jewish. V'kulin sheshachtu, ahayon. So what's that going on? Okay, fine. So he said, now we understand what lachachil is. We understand what the evid is. We understand chutz v'katan. Now what's going on? V'shulin sheshachtu, if anybody shechtin, somebody saw them, and they saw it, and it's okay. What's that going on? Ahayilay ma'cheresh v'katan. If it's going to cheresh v'katan, like you want to say, maybe a cheresh v'katan. If somebody watched him, it's okay. But he just mentioned Chayesh of the Cotton. You just finished it. You said, Chush Chayesh of the Cotton, Shem Yikalku, because maybe we're going to mess it up. And then he says, Bechun Sheshachdu. It's Alakwa, you just left Chayesh of the Cotton. Vim Shachmi Boile. If you really were going to Chayesh of the Cotton, look at the Lashon again in the Mishnah. It says, Chush Chayesh of the Cotton, Shem Yikalku, Ushkitasan. Vim Achayim, it should say, Vim Achayim Ronosan. Just say it like that. Vim Shachdu, Vachayim Ronosan. That's what it should say. It shouldn't say, Bechun Sheshachdu, all of them. It's not talking about other people. So Alakwa, right? Vim Shachmi Boile. Elo, Atame Bechulun. Elmite's going on Tamei Bechulin. But Tamei Bechulin, you just said, it's okay, I'm the Chechilin, I'm Mishachid. You don't need somebody else to sing, he can do it himself, the Chechilin. Vela Tamei B'Makdashin. Elmite, maybe you're speaking about a person who's Tamei who Shechted Kachim, which he's not supposed to do, the Chechilin. And if you say other people saw him, it's okay, make sure that, making sure that he didn't touch it. But Barile Sagila, it's like, it's not just to say, you just send the Mishach, yes. You just send the Barile, it's enough. And he says, I know that I didn't touch it, it's good enough. The Chachili shouldn't do it if he did it, but he's a, you know, don't forget, Edech and the Bisur, and it's a question of his atonement. He's believed, right? The answer is the Lassik and Wailashah, he's not around. In other words, it's being like this, where a person was Tamei, Shechted Kachim, and then he left, and the question was he Tamei the boss or not? The answer is, if somebody saw it, it's okay. Okay, make a more high tummy mukdash mehechan afkin. Now it's a different question. What do you say over here? You're saying over here tummy mukdash. Mishnah's telling you what's the point of shkitas and share? Like you're asking Irvin, where am I in the mission? What's done in the mission? The whole point of shkitas and share is to tell me that if a tummy person shechted kachim, which he's not supposed to do because he might touch it, right? And it's a derisa. He's not supposed to be tummy the buser. If he did it, if he didn't touch the buser, it's okay. That's a pshat in our Mishnah. So our Mishnah is teaching you here. Hi, Tom Mekdash Meach. That's he teaching me over here in Chul Meach Meach. We had it before in Zvachim, in Shechitas Kachim. Kol Apsun Sheshachtu Shechitas and Sheir. Any person who's puzzled. Sheshachtu and Sheshachtu Sheir. Sheshchitak Sheir. He tells you. There it's also a case of Kol Apsun. Sounds like Yilachet Kela, but he tells you. It's B'di Yevit. Sheshchitak Sheir Bezorim Bin Nashim Bavadim B'Vitzmeim. As long as they're Jewish, it's okay. Vafil B'Kacha Kachim. Uvvaj Shlo. As long as the person is Tamei, shouldn't touch Bas, as we said. Anybody could shecht, even kachim. Anybody could shecht. In other words, I'm saying he saw it by kachim Irving, certainly by chulin. There's no chiddush. You don't even need that. Yes, and why did he tell you that in the mission? You don't even need that. So if you kachim by kachim, certainly here. So here, the idea that a tummy person shouldn't touch the basar, but bidi evet, it's okay as long as he didn't touch it. That's what you're telling tummy kachim halchanafka. This is the source over here. I tummy mukdashim, tummy gashim damer. The ayir masisim v'amir lo yishchot. He shouldn't do it. If somebody Mayur Achem wrote a song, Harmony Mehemim, says Mehachan Akom Mehachas Asim Rebbe Mestis and Abishu Kachim Lechachil over the other Kasha. This idea that a Tomei shouldn't Shech Kachim Lechachil, but if he ever did the evidence, if he did it, it's okay. Was already mentioned in Zvachim. What do you need that part of the? What do you, or at least you don't need the part of Shkitas and Cheira. That's business. We're talking about Shkitas and Cheira. No.
What is the mission?
The first part of the mission is that a Tomei person can shech chulin lechetchilah. That the mission teaches. That a kol shachar. No. A tummy person cannot shech kachim lechetchilah. The first part of the mission. No. The first word of the mission of Akol Shachar is teaching me that a tummy person could shech chulin shenasal altaris hakodesh lechetchilah. That's a chiddush. But the second line, the second words, v'shechitasim k'sheira, that if he shechts a kachim, which he's not supposed to do, if he did it, but he have it, it's okay as long as he doesn't touch it, that we already saw in Zvachim. That we said, kol psun sheshech t'shechitasim k'sheira, sheshechitasim k'sheira,
sheshechitasim
k'sheira. The chutz, no, that part you could do, but we're talking about just the part about tamei mukdashim. The Tamikesh, Chutz Cheshat of Kotten, that we didn't know. That you have to teach me that Cheshat of Kotten are not good because they can ruin it. That's a Chiddush in the mission over here. That a Cheshat cannot Shech because they're going to ruin it. And the Kun Shech, the Cheshat of Kotten, Shechat, okay, that part you could say is extra or not. That's just saying if somebody else saw it and made sure he was told me, that one person's okay. But we're talking specific about Shechitas and Kshera. This, that a person who's Tamei can Shech. It's not allowed to shech kachim. And if he did it, as long as he did it right, it's okay. We saw that whole thing in Zvachim. That's his hachikir. Here's the source. Hassam, over there, Idi Tani Sharp. So since you mentioned all the other psalm who could shech, like an onain and a balmum, etc. So Tananami, Tami Bekachim, mentioned Tami Bekachim too. But here's the real source. Or you might send me the other way around. Hassam ikir. That's the ikir of the Bekachim koi. That's kachim. Zvachim. That's the Masech that talks about kachim. This is the Masech that talks about chulim. Hacha, Ayri Tani Tam Mechulin, since you mentioned Tam Mechulin, Tani Nami Tam Mechulin. It's mentioned just Agavorka, either here or there. Well, high tummy didn't bite. How did this person become tummy? What do we say? That a person's tummy can shech chulin lechachilim. Even though chulin is shenasal tarsigars, as long as he uses a long knife. What is this saying? How did he become tummy? Elim, if he touched a dead body. Now, a dead body has halacha b'aviavos, the father of fathers. That's the grand tummy. A person that touched a tummy mace, if we go to a funeral, Rahman Aslan, or touched the mess, you're a tummy mace. You're matame, on a Mikalim, you're matame Ochamashkim, you make a Rishon Sheni. Now, if this person touched a Elaim, what? Elaim, if a person touched a dead body, Pasuk says, Bachal Cherub, Rahman. Pasuk says, Bachal Cherub. Bachal Cherub means the sword who touched the dead body. Darshan Cherub, Kachalal. The Cherub is like the Chalal itself. And as if a knife, or a kli, a metal kli, touched a dead body, the metal knife has halacha like aviyavos, like the dead body. If it touched a person who touched a dead body, then it's halacha like avatum. In other words, usually things go down a level when they touch them, and not by a metal. If metal touched a dead body, it becomes like the dead body, aviyavos. If it touched a person who touched a dead body, it becomes like the person, avatum. So if that's the case, what does it help me? If I'm a tummy person, to sheft, and I say, and even though I keep my whole house as tar, I can take a long knife. What does it help? If I touch the knife, if I'm tummy maize, I touch the body, the knife is also tummy maize, and it's going to be tummy the food. Now remember, it's not going to tummy the food while the animal's alive. No, an animal while it's alive cannot become tummy. A tummy animal means a pig in the Torah, you know, a person that's not like Rosh Lachila, but the tumma cannot, not a person. A person, I could become tummy. I could touch a dead body, I could have an emission, I could touch a nida, I could become tummy in million ways. An animal, no such thing by an animal. All animals cannot become tummy until they're dead. So over here, but as soon as he shechted it, it's dead. So maybe the knife is becoming the person. So Acharvar Kol Avatumu the Tamei L'Sakin. So therefore, if I touch a dead body, I'm a Tamei the knife. V'Azel Sakin v'Tamei L'Basin. And therefore, I'm going to touch Basin. I'll tell me you think my the handle was not, but the handle's attached. It's too close. He wouldn't allow something like that. What? He wouldn't handle, but it's attached to the. At some point, it's attached to the metal. You're going to touch that too. And technically, if the handle is buttled to the knife, then the handle's also buttled. Not even going into those details. The point is, you shouldn't be touching a knife. The knife is also tummy, the vitamin labasam. Elit Misha, it's very simple. I became tummy by touching a sheretz. If I touch a dead reptile, right, one of the ones that are matame me, very good. So I'm only tummy, but I can't transmit the tumma to a kli. Elit Misha, it's or by Samuel Olin did mace. I touched a dead body, but I'm not using a metal knife. It's only chal cher if I touched a knife, a metal thing becomes tummy like me. But maybe I'm using a different instrument to do shchita. Didn't even make. Really, I'm tummy mace. How did I use a long knife? Going shabbat krumish lakana. I checked the home of the reed home, meaning or the edge, like the edge of a reed, very sharp, or either the stalk or the shit. I used a reed, which sometimes you can get a reed which is so sharp, and you get a paper cut. You know, you get a piece of paper. Well, a reed is even stronger, and if it's very sharp, you can do shchita with that. It means but you have to shecht it first to make sure there's no nicks in it. So make sure it's not you don't tear it. You actually cut it. V'shachaba the times between mekol shach, you can use any instrument, bein b'tzur, whether a rock. That's how Tzipora did the Mila, right? Bein Bitzur, Bein Mischuchas, a piece of sharp glass, Bein Mekrum Shekana, or you could use, like you say, the reed horn, meaning the edge of a reed. So that's how you do it. That's how you did it in a way that there's not going to come any tumor. So that's one way we've learned the Mishat in the Mishnah. That Alkal Shachmas, like we said, is speaking about a tummy person, the Lechachili Kachech Chulin, Shanasal Sharasa Kodesh, because it's really only a drabon if he's matami. And the rabbi said, l'chachil, you can use a long knife. However, but he shouldn't shech kachim, but if he did it, it's okay. That's one way to learn the Mishnah. But again, the important thing you see the Mishnah is that a shechayv shech b'katan is not good in any circumstance. A shechayv shech b'katan, even if you watch him, is no good, because he might do tearing instead of shechita. Tomorrow we'll see a biomer, another way to learn shot in the Mishnah. Now it goes to Yitzchak. Somebody said I make all these copies. Why don't I keep it for next time? Yeah, I'm gonna find something. 8,000 pieces.